Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 95 Google Daily for January 14th, 2020, our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Android's answer to AirDrop, aka FastShare, is now being renamed to the pretty on-the-nose Nearby Sharing. That's not all, though, as the feature has evolved slightly with an updated icon and some changes to how it will work. Nearby Sharing on Android will only work if two devices are in close proximity. We're not quite sure the limits as yet, but we are hoping the feature gains some more clarity as we edge ever closer to the beginning of the Android 11 preview program. After 5 years, the Android Auto app has passed the 100 million download milestone. Considering that until Android 10, you had to manually download the Android Auto app, that number is mighty impressive. It might not live on forever on mobile though, as we are expecting the Google Assistant's new driving mode to take its place at some point in the not too distant future. Microsoft has released the Microsoft Launcher 6.0 public preview, which drops massive hints as to the interface we'll see on the upcoming Surface Duo foldable. Of course, that's not all though, as the launcher itself has a new dark mode, landscape mode, and numerous performance improvements, and there is also supposedly battery improvements when using this third-party launcher. That said, as third-party launchers go, it's nothing crazy, but it is clean, well-organized, and might be a decent alternative to your stock option. The latest Google app beta appears to be breaking the Google Assistant on some Wear OS watches. Anyone updating to the 10.92.8 build may encounter some issues with the Assistant failing to launch on your smartwatch. That means you will lose access to things like voice memos, the ability to send messages by voice, and a few more hands-free controls. So with that in mind, it might be wise to uninstall the most recent update. And finally, it appears that Guest Mode has disappeared from Google Home speakers and Nest Home hardware. The feature is great for when you want to allow friends and family to be able to share content within your home but don't want to give out Wi-Fi access. Well, unfortunately, the feature is only currently working on Chromecast and Android TV hardware with no reason given for the removal or disappearance, and we're hoping, of course, it comes back very soon. Of course, this was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 95google.com and subscribe to the 95 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, and via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.